Will the House Legislative Administration Committee come to order? Will the Secretary please take the roll?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Vice Chair Deming?
Here.
Vice Chair Staffman?
Here.
Representative Gist?
Here.
Representative Romano?
Here.
Representative Regeer?
Here.
Representative Marler?
Excused.
Representative Kometz?
Here.
Representative Perry?
Here.
Representative Tuss?
Here.
Representative Brockman?
Here.
Representative Falk?
Excused.
Representative Walsh?
Here.
Representative Fitzgerald?
Here.
Representative Carlin?
Here.
Representative Green?
Excused.
Chair Hinkle?
Here.
That is all, Mr. Chair.
All right. Would Representative Cohenour please introduce yourself to the committee?
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. My name is Representative Jill Cohenour, and I'm representing House District 84. And if I said that slow, it's because I'm having trouble. And I am bringing to you today House Bill 167, which is a bill that really started as we started talking about our exempt staff that we hired, that we had through the interim, and the issues that might come up with the Commissioner of Political Practices. So if I'd invite you to look at page 2 and lines 21 through 23, and this really is the meat of the bill. It is a properly incidental activity for personal staff of the legislative leadership who are exempt as provided under that section, which is where our staff definition is, to support non-election political caucus activity involving legislative business in the normal course of duties as directed by legislative leadership. And this bill did come out of legislative council with everyone supporting it, because there really is a thin line between what our staff does in the interim for us and what could be construed as a political act. So doing press releases, assisting with letters to the editor for individual legislators, we don't want those to be construed as being a political act when they are really providing incidental assistance to legislators during an interim time frame. So this bill came forward basically to allow for our staff to not be under the purview of the Commissioner of Political Practices on them doing the work that we are asking them to do from legislative leadership on both sides. If you have questions, we do have the co-commissioner in the room. If there's questions about the committal, the issues with the Commissioner of Political Practices. Otherwise, I'd hope for a due pass from the committee. Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Cohenour. Do we have any proponents? Seeing none online. Opponents? Not online as well. Any informational?
Mr. Chairman, Todd Everts, your chief legal counsel and co-commissioner, happy to answer any questions on this bill draft.
Thank you, Mr. Everts. All right. Do we have any questions from the committee? Here. Representative Gist.
Mr. Chair, for Representative Cohenour.
Mr. Chair and Representative Gist.
Has there been a history of this in the past, or is this just, I mean, through the years, collectively, over the last 15 years, do you know the history on this?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair and Representative Gist. This is new. We have never had legislative staff that we kept all during the interim. During that last interim, it's the first time we've ever had that. And so this is a new issue that has come up with having that staff that is really helping us during the interim. So we had one permanent staff that was basically assigned to each of the minority and the majority during the interim. And we just want to make sure that those folks are protected for doing the things that we're asking them to do.
Follow up, Mr. Chair.
Follow up.
Was the minority represented, or did they reach out at all during the interim to talk to legislative staff since it was the first time?
Chair Hinkle and Representative Gist. So the majority and the minority in both the House and the Senate each have a staff. So there's four of them. And we hired them after the last session to continue through the interim to help us during the interim. And so I hope that that kind of a structure, being a state employee, they had to be brought on as a state employee, but they're essentially exempted staff, and you'll see that in the bill. When you talk about we needed to exempt them from the political stuff that a normal legislator or a normal public employee would have to do. So I am actually a chemist at the Montana State Lab, and I'm in the Outlook system over in my lab. Well, I can't send an email to a friend of mine about a political thing that I believe in on the state system. Well, these are our staff, and they need to be able to write a letter to the editor on behalf of me in my role as the legislator and not be subject to being in trouble for that, where you would be if you were a normal public employee. They can't have the appearance of any political activity. And so we want to make sure that at least when they're assisting us in the normal course of our interim activities, that there's not anything that they can get in trouble for. I hope that makes a little sense.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I noticed that Pro Temp Knutson has entered the room. We've gone through proponents, opponents, and all that, but is there something you wanted to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I apologize. I was in another hearing meeting, and I'm just here to say I am a proponent of this bill.
Appreciate it. All right. Any other questions from the committee? All right. Do you care to close, Representative Cohenour?
I will. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. This is an important thing on behalf of our staff. It did come through Legislative Council, which is a group of the leadership from the last session. In a bipartisan way, we worked on a lot of bills that you're going to be seeing, including the ones from Representative Knutson, that are going to come to this legislature basically to work on the things that are important to the legislature as a body. And so I hope you'll support this. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. All right, well, we're moving pretty quickly. We're on to executive action on House Bill 110 from last Friday. Any comments or discussion from the committee? Yep.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Bill 110 do pass.
All right, any discussion? Okay, I guess we'll do a voice vote. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? All right. And House Bill 110 has passed executive action. All right. Any more comments, discussion from here? We will be meeting at noon from now on. 11:30 was just because one of the bill sponsors last go around thought he might need a little bit more time than an hour with two bills. So we'll be meeting from noon from now on. Our next meeting will be Wednesday at noon. So nothing tomorrow. All right. Thank you all. House Legislative Administration is adjourned.